Assembly members asked pointed questions but didn't indicate whether they would support amending Juneau's camping ordinance to empower police officers to cite people sleeping in front of downtown businesses and move them on. Juneau Police Chief Bryce Johnson argued that many homeless people lack incentive to sober up and get into the downtown shelter when they can camp out on the sidewalk with impunity. Juneau's downtown homeless shelter screens for inebriation and doesn't allow anyone inside with more than a 0.1 blood alcohol level.
I just think that enabling people to take that alcove right there in the business front and bypass all the services, we're making it very easy for them to not take advantages of a very compassionate community that provides a lot of services for people.
Much of the impetus comes from downtown business owners who say the problem has reached crisis proportions. Juneau's Downtown Business Association supports the ordinance as a necessity, says DBA Chairwoman Jill Ramil.
Homelessness is an unfortunate issue, but the DBA has one very small job, which is to protect our member businesses. And this camping ordinance would help them conduct business better. It would protect their employees, and it would make all of downtown a more inviting place for our customers to come and spend money, which is what is important to our membership.
But advocates for the homeless disagree that an anti-camping ordinance is part of a solution to a wider problem. Mandy Cole, chairwoman of the Juneau Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, told the assembly that existing laws already criminalize vandalism, public intoxication, and other nuisances that are drawing the bulk of complaints.
Our public safety obligation is not to criminalize a behavior that is the very last refuge of someone who doesn't have any other options. And adding tickets or adding fines to someone who's already at the end of their rope, it's not something that is going to benefit any of us. We're still going to have the essential problem.
If passed, the amended ordinance would make it an infraction to sleep on the street between midnight and 7 a.m. in the downtown waterfront between 4th Street and the cruise ship terminals. The city attorney says a broader law would likely be struck down as unconstitutional. The overwhelming testimony Monday night was in opposition to the ordinance. Some of this came from the homeless community. One of those was Mary Bailey, who stays in the downtown shelter, but says she herself had been forced to sleep outdoors.
I had ended up sleeping on the cement in a doorway, and that's very dangerous for a woman to be like that, and scary. I'm not a vandalist person. I'm not trying to mess up someone's people's place. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm just trying to survive.
The ordinance is scheduled to go to a full vote on January 23rd after the assembly holds a public hearing. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.